People in Jesus' hometown are initially pleased when he says that God will free the oppressed. Their pleasure turns to rage when he reminds them that God's prophetic mission typically pushes beyond human boundaries so that mercy and healing are extended to those regarded as outsiders. The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus began to say to all in the synagogue in Nazareth, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" He said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Doctor, cure yourself,' and you will say, 'Do here also in your hometown the things that we have heard you did at Capernaum.'" And he said, "Truly I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine over all the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to a widow at Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of a hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. On occasion now, when my daughter's fiancé comes with Thor, the 52-pound dog that thinks he's a lap dog, has brought new dimensions to my house. For one thing, I've discovered that a 52-pound lap dog, after they've plopped on you for about an hour, when they leave quite a few ounces of them behind, in the form of fur. So I've discovered the use for this one button on my washer that I rarely was using called Extra Rinse. So now when I wash a load of clothes, I make sure that I've also pushed that Extra Rinse button just to make sure. That seems to be going on in our gospel today. Because our gospel today starts with the same verse that the gospel ended with last Sunday. For some reason, we need an extra rinse just so we make sure we heard what was said. So what does that extra rinse today come in the form of? Well, last Sunday, Jesus, in the synagogue, read from Isaiah, from the scroll, remember? He said to those gathered, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus read that to the people in the synagogue and then said this to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And as our gospel begins today, we hear that same verse again. Jesus said to all who were inside the synagogue, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And what happened? Everyone there was in awe of the gracious words that came from his mouth. Jesus, the hometown boy, has suddenly become the hometown hero inside the synagogue. But it doesn't stay that way, does it? No, Jesus starts to follow up on his mission statement by putting into action what he said he was going to do, and suddenly things just unravel. He talks about the famine. And while they were comfortable inside the synagogue as God's chosen people, there was a widow at Zarephath who was on the outside, who needed help, and they did nothing. Then he also lifts up to them the lepers who were outside the synagogue, not inside where God's chosen people were, but outside needing help, and they did nothing. So what is Jesus doing? I think inside the synagogue, and Luke is the only gospel that mentions that directly, that they are inside the synagogue, Jesus suddenly talks about the elephant in the room. I've always liked that phrase, elephant in the room. Now, I don't know a lot about elephants, but I know they can get to be about 14 feet tall, and a fully grown elephant weighs about 15,000 pounds, so definitely you'd know the elephant was in there, wouldn't you? But they fail to see outside their comfort zone. And Jesus today reminds them, as God's chosen people, you were to be doing that for those people. They didn't like to hear that. And then comes this wonderful dynamic. What's happened so far? The needs of those outside the synagogue have been out of sight and out of mind to the chosen ones inside. And so what do they do now in response to what Jesus is telling them? They push him out. And that part of the dynamic is fascinating to me. Jesus lifts up to them what was out of sight and out of mind for them. So now what are they going to do? They are going to push Jesus out of sight. And so suddenly they drive him out. Interesting, they drive him out to the edge of the cliff. And they want to push him off. Why? Because then he would literally be out of sight and out of mind. So there's a complete reversal. Jesus is trying to bring in, the chosen ones are trying to push out. Those mission statements get us into trouble, don't they? Jeremiah was given a mission statement this morning in our first reading. His mission statement is a tough one. What's his mission statement? Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overflow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah gets a mission statement from God to make a change. Jesus has a mission statement to make a change. At Trinity, we have a mission statement. It has three key words: welcome, equip, send. How does that work? What does welcome mean? Welcome means we want everyone to come inside. Equip. We want to nurture you. We want to challenge you. We want to love you. But then what? Send. Then we go out. We don't stay inside. So there's movement there, coming in and going out. Today I'd like you to think, and myself to think, what are our individual mission statements? God has given us each different gifts for the common good. We come into this place to be welcomed and nurtured, but then we go out. That's where life happens. And so today, ponder a little bit what your mission statement is, what God is calling you to do today in this hurting, fallen world. Today I gave the children some hearts. That's probably the best thing we can do, is to take love outside. Because love never ends. We can't use it up. But it does no good if it doesn't get traction in this world. I don't see a lot of love in the world today. We can, though, with our calling, begin to change that. We don't love just when we're inside. No, we take it out with us. And so today, gifted people, know that you are loved. You are a beloved child of God, and that you are then sent out to be love for those you meet along the way. Thanks be to God. Amen.